Kiros Hashalom. Okay. Rabbez Hashem, tomorrow, Rav David Tefas Einhorn is going to pass around the sheets for Purim. So this way you can sign up. Those that want to come at night, it's always very nice. We go to the Hope of Israel, which was Rabbi Novak Shul, Allah Shalom, and we have and Rabbi Rothberger reads the Megillah for us, and we've been doing this for many years. This is the sixth year, as a show, that we've been doing this, and then we come back in time for the Chagiga here. I'll let you know about Purim Day. I'll let you know more things about that as okay. But at least let's first start with the night. Okay, today's shiur is about other rishon and other shemir. And the question is, which is the real other? If God forbid someone loses a relative, an other, so when does he keep the yahrzeit? Somebody's born in other, when does he become bar mitzvah? So what is the real other? So what would you say, Misvara, if I'd ask you to give me your svara? What would you say misvara is the... What? What's your name?
Ekron.
Right, so on one hand, you say Adashani, this we celebrate Purim in Adashani. So maybe that shows that Adashani is the real thing. Church? So why do we keep and Purim? Somebody else. It's like the Gemara, like Rav Rothberger just quoted the Gemara, the Mismach Lula Megula, that the only why we keep Purim in the second other is to put the other Sheni next to Purim, next to Pesach, that they have the two Geulas next to each other. Mismach, it's called Mismach Geula Megula. So you're saying the real other is the first other. You're saying the real other is the second other. Any other opinions? Yeah. What? No? Any other opinions? How could there be another opinion? So I'll tell you, the third opinion is both. They're both the real others. Because this year we have two others, which we do. So maybe the halacha should be that everything that you're supposed to do in other, we should do twice. Except Purim, so we don't do twice because they have a special limud that Mismach Gula Lagula, that for Purim purposes only the second other. So maybe for everything else, as we'll see, including York sites, etc., maybe we should observe twice because each other is other. There's other A and other B. Like packet 1A. Tully? And what would be the bar mitzvah then? So we'll see. We'll see. This is a big Indian, Rav Osai. Clearly we could spend forever on this. It's not quite boring, but... So the Mishnah says like this, Karas a Megillah b'Adar Rishon. He read the Megillah on Adar Rishon. Then it's Abra Hashana. And then they decided that they're going to make it a leap year. Karim also of Adar Sheni. So then we read it in Adar Sheni. In other words, the Kriya that we did in Adar Rishon is invalid. Ain't been other Rishon la other Sheni, el Kriyas Megillah umatanos leEmyonim. The only difference between other Rishon and other Sheni is Kriyas Megillah umatanos leEmyonim. That those things we only do in other Sheni and not other Rishon. But the Gemara says Halinyan say the Parshios Zevizashovim. What does that mean? In other words, the Dalet Parshios, you can even do another Rishon. Our minhag is we do it another Sheni, the Dalet Parshios. But the Gemara says you can even do it, Dalet Parshios, in other Rishon. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is that the only significance of Adar Sheni is for Purim, the Kriyas Megillah Matanos LaAvyonim. But for Seder Parshiyos Zeviz Hashavim, that you can do in either one. So the Gemara says, Mani Masnisin, who is the Mishnah like? Lo Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Lezib, Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Mar says we have three opinions in the Tanoim of what is the proper thing about other Rishon and other Sheni Tanya. Karot a Megillah for other Rishon Sabra Sana Karim Masaba other Sheni. She called a mitzvah she now goes b'sheni, now goes b'rishon, chutz mi mikra megillah. So the Tanakhama says that you can do it in any mitzvah, you can do either other rishon or other sheni, except for mikra megillah. Now that seemingly is like the Mishnah. The only difference is the Mishnah says even matanos lavyonim. This says chutz mi mikra megillah. In the end, we'll see that maybe chutz mi mikra megillah means also matanos lavyonim, just. That's lumped together. Rav Lezer v'Yosi Omer Ein Karim Asav Ba'Adar Sheni. She called Mitzvah Shanogos V'Sheni Nogos V'Rishon. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says even the Megillah you could do on Adar Rishon. Even the Megillah. That clearly is not like the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says Ba'Adar Adar Sheni. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishim Rav Yossi, Av Karin Osaba Adar Hasheni. That you could read it in Adar Sheni. So Kol Mitzvah Shanogos B'Sheni Ein Nogos B'Rishon. That it has to be Dafka and other Sheni, the Megillah. The Shavin Behesped of Tainish Shasurim Zebezeh. So the Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the Tanakam and Ram Shimon Gamliel. They both say the Megillah has to be written, read in other Sheni. So what difference, what are their differences? Ram Shimon Gamliel and Tanakam are Papa say the Parshiyos Ika Benayim. Tanakam Sav al Chatchil B'Sheni, the Ovid Rishon Ovid. Tanakam says that the Chatchila you can do the Seder Parshiyos and Dal Parshiyos in other Sheni, but you can even be Yotzei by other Rishon. So the Megillah has to be an Adar Sheni. But the Dalet Parshas could even be the Adar Rishon. Barmi Mikra Megillah, the Afal Gav the Karba Rishon Karba Sheni. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Afil Mikra Megillah Lachatchila Barishon. Even the Mikra Megillah could be Barishon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sover Afil Seder Parshios Ikar Barishon Kar Bashani. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says even Seder Parshios, if you read it Barishon, you're not Yossi, you have to read it Bashani. So it comes out like this. We have three opinions. First opinion says that the Megillah is in the second Adar, but the Seder Parshios could even be in the first. The second opinion says even the Megillah is in the first Adar. And the third opinion says that what? Even the Seder Parshios and the Megillah have to be by Adar Sheni. So the Gemara wants to know, of these three opinions, who is the Shita of the Mishnah? Mani. Itanakama Kashe Matanos. According to Tanakama, if you want to say it's Tanakama, but our Mishnah says you have to do Matanos Lavion in the second order, and the Tanakama says only Mikra Megillah second order. Here, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, it's clearly not the Mishnah, because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said you can even read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. Here, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Kashanami Mikra Megillah. And here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kashan Say the Parshish. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, then it's also a kasha on the Seder Parshas. So the Gemara says, "Lolam Tana Kama." The Tana Mikra Megillah who then Matanos Lavionim. The Haba Hatalia. But you could say it's Tana Kama. The Mishnah Tana Kama and the Mishnah holds that Seder Parshas could even be Bar Rishon. Ibai Seima Lolam of Shimon Gamliel he. Or you could say it's from Shimon Gamliel, and everything has to be the other Sheni. The Tana Mikra Megillah, who did Matanos Masnisan Chasui Mechsra, Machyatani, Eiman Abar Asar Shaba Oda Rishon, Lidal Shaba Oda Sheni, Al Mikra Megillah Matanos, Alin Hesmeid Matani Zevazesh Savim. You say the Parshias Lomairi. The Mishnah is not talking about say the Parshias, so that's why it doesn't mention it. The Mishnah is only talking about the Purim Dikah Halachas. So, but in Achanami, say the Parshias also have to be in other Shein. So Amar Abchir Baravin, Amar Rav Yochanan Hilchasak Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, we pass them like Rav Shimon and Gamliel, so that means we hold that the Mikra Megillah has to be Ba'adah Sheni, and say the Parshias also have to be Ba'adah Sheni. Shalom Shem Rav Yossi. Amar Rav Yochanan Shnei Mikra Echad Darsha. They both darshaned from Sukkim. Pasuk says, "B'chol shana v'shana." Rabbi Elazar Yossi Savar, "B'chol shana v'shana matalmalo v'shana v'shana other hasamach v'shvat afkan other hasamach v'shvat." Shana v'shana means you do what you normally do. So normally other hasamach v'shvat. So here it's other rishon. And Shimon Gamliel Savar, "B'chol shana v'shana matal shana v'shana other hasamach v'nisan." Has to be the other hasamach v'nisan. Afkan other hasamach v'nisan. So, which way do we go? Do we treat it like, do we say Shana B'Shana means Adar HaSamach L'Shvat, or is Adar HaSamach L'Nisan? So, Bishlama, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Mistar B'Taim, Adayim, Avir, and all mitzvahs. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi says, Aim, Avir, and all mitzvahs. So that's why you do it in other Rishon. Because since you have the opportunity to do another Rishon, so it's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. But what about Rosh Shimon Gamliel? Rosh Shimon Gamliel, my Taima. Amar Tevi, Taima of Shimon Gamliel, Mismach Gula Lagula Adif. His Svara is Mismach Gula Lagula Adif. And Rav Lezer, all my Taima of Shimon Gamliel, Mihacha, the Sivu Kaimas, Igeris Apurim, Hazel Shashemis. It says Hashenis, so we darshan the second month, the second order. What do you have to have? Both. So, mashalon Hashenis. Right, in other words, if you would say, just have the pasuk of Kol Shana V'Shana, you could say maybe Kol Shana V'Shana means Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat. So comes Hashenis to say no. It's the way you normally do it, Adar HaSamuch L'Nisra, you're coming, maybe it's Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat, Hashenis. And if you would say from just the pasuk Hashenis, you would think maybe you have to read the Megillah twice. The Tchila Rishon Uvasheni. So Kamash Malan, B'chol Shana B'Shana, no. You have to do it the way you do it B'chol Shana B'Shana. Namely what? The second month. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Hashenis, my Ovid Lei, Mivoy Lei, Abba, what Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, he holds you do it another Rishon. So what does he use for Hashenis? Hi, Hashem is my Avdilei Mivoy Lei. Could Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Domer Shmuel by Yehuda, Bitchila Kavu B'Shushan Uvasof Kola Olam Kula. That Hashenis means there were two takanas. First, they made it only to read the Megillah and Shushan, and then they made a second takana to read it B'Chol Olam Kula. So that's the Hashenis. And the second takana was to read it B'Chol Olam Kula. So in the Chanami, you read it B'Adar Rishon. Okay, so acharei kichlos hakol from this whole sugya, we pass it like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that means that you do the other sheni, you do the Dal Parshias, the Mikra Megillah, and Matanos Le'Avyonim, all in other sheni. That's the. Okay, so that's one major sugya. There is another major sugya. The two major sugyas, Rabbi Osai, in Shas, that deal with this question of what the real other is. So, based on this sugya, what would you say? What would you say? Other Rishon or other Shani? You'd say other Shani. Or you would say it's inconclusive, because maybe this is only talking about Purim. And Purim, we have a special Gzeiros HaKasuv of Hashenis. But maybe that's not necessarily indicative of anything else. Matt, could you really glean anything from this sugya? Is that Lakhara Seder Parshi is also part of Purim, right? Because, you know, Zohar has to do with Purim, right? Zohar's Mechias HaMalach is with Purim, you know. Shalom also, you know, well. Right, but which are they?
Yeah.
So, but in other words, and Parshas HaChodesh is obviously for Chodesh Nisan. So Lechora, the fact that we have Dal Parshas in the second order is also not indicative that that's the real order. So I would say from this sugya is inconclusive, right? From this sugya. Right, because all this is telling you is that the Purim Dikra things have to be done in Adar Sheni. But how does that give any indication of anything else? So let's see the sugya in the Dharm on page 3. Says the Mishnah, Konim Yayin She'eni Toim L'Shana. The Saber Hashana Osher Ba Uvi Ibura. Says
So he says, I'm not going to drink wine. I take some neder, he's not going to drink wine for a year.
So if the year starts in Nisan and ends in Adar, right? So he's also through Adar Sheni. But say he says in his neder, only Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. So then which Adar does he mean? If he says Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar.
So the Mishnah says Ad Rosh Adar Harishon.
So if he says Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, he means, whenever he says Adar, he means Adar Rishon.
Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Alma Stama the Adar to come a Rishon.
If he just uses the word Adar, that's what? Adar Rishon.
Leimim Masnisin Rabbi Hudri.
So the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. The time your other Rishon Kotzev.
If you want to write a star in other, so other Rishon, and it's other Rishon Kotzev other Rishon. If it's other Rishon, you write other Rishon. If it's other Sheni, Kotzev Adam other Stam. The other Rishon, you write other Rishon. Other Sheni, you write other Stam. Divrei Meir.
So now the Meir says, whenever you say other and you don't specify, it means other Sheni. That's the opinion of Rav Meir.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, other Rishon Kosev Stam, and other Sheni Kosev Tinyan. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say other, Stam other is other Rishon. And other Sheni, you have to write other Sheni if you mean other Sheni. But if you just say other, it means other Rishon. So here you have a machlokus between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. If you mean to say other Rishon, if you just say other, what do you mean?
Rav Meir says,
that you mean other Sheni, and Rabbi Yehuda says Stam other is other Rishon.
Okay?
So whenever you take a neder and you say until other, what do you mean? So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir says you mean other Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda says you mean other Rishon.
How do we pass him in this machlokas? So the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh had a paskin on this side. Obviously, the Gemara says.
Okay, so the Rambam writes, "Shani shofse adros adar im hoisa shana muberes lo yada." So if he didn't know, she muberes shana dein also el aros adar rishon. If he didn't know it was muberes, obviously he meant adar rishon. He knows there are sof adar, and he knows it's muberes. There is also a sof adar sheni. So the Rambam paskins like who? Rabbi who? What? Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So if you say until Adar, you mean Adar Sheni, provided that you know the Chodesh is Mubra. But the Rosh writes not that way. The Rosh writes on page 6. Tanya, Adarishan Kosev or the Rishon or the Sheni Kotsev Stam. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer or the Rishon Kotsev Stam Sheni Kotsev Tini. The Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav says Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what does that mean, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? So Stam Adar is what? Adar Rishon. Okay? So now, what do you say now, Rabbi Yehuda? How does this reflect the Shaila that we started off with? So one could say it's taller in this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Truma Sadeshin on page 7, Shaila Reish Sadi Dal. Misha Niftiru Horav Ba'adar B'Shana Pshuta. God forbid his parents passed away in Adar B'Shana Pshuta. She had used Shnosa Ibor, and in the leap year, the Ezesh Adar Yotzum. Right? People have a minute that they fast on a York site. In other words, which day should they keep the York site? The Yom Kadosh Baruch Hu. Barishana B'Shana. So says the Truma Sadeshin, Yireh Liyaseh Berishon. That you should do it on other Rishon. The Naktin and High Time, Mishum the Inyan Zedoma Lamisha Noda Yom Kavur B'Shada B'Chodesh Ploni. It's similar to the case where somebody is accepting upon himself not to drink wine until a certain time. So the same thing, he's accepting upon himself to fast every year on that day in Chodesh Adar. And when it comes to Nedarim, it's a machlokis Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but the Truma Sadeshin says we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Yafin Nedarim Mishtar, Chedisa Perakonim Yain, Maisi Hassam, the plea of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir Sava, the Kosri Mishtar to other Harishon. Other Harishon, Rashani Kosri, other Stam, Yu Stam, other Mikri. Rabbi Yehuda saw the Kosri other Hashani, Varishan Kosri other Stam. You Stam other Mikri, Pasuk Shal Mashir to Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass him, Tashiri means the rush. Pasuk Shal Mashir to Rabbi Yehuda. So the main order is other Rishon. I'm a Turkey in Abba but Rambam, Hilchas Nedarim, Mashman Sam Hilchas Rav Meir. But the Rambam is Mashman not that way, right? Because the Rambam says, Stam Adar Zadar Shani. Oh, Nir Lahavi Rai, and Parakam of the Megillah, Beshmites, the Dane, Dane, Pleger of Shimon Gamliel, and Lezer of Shimon Gamliel, Sober, called Mitzvah Nogim, but Adar Nogim Mel of Shani, Lezer Sober Nogim Mel of Barisha, Upasak Talmuda, Kilchas of Shimon Gamliel. So we see that we do Purim on the second, right? But he says, "Kol hechad ol shaychi time the list machul ulgula laolam is leading basa time deim avir ma mitzvus." So he says that by right it really should be other rishon because deim avir ma mitzvus. By Purim it's a special din that you keep what other sheni because mismachul ulgula. But it's mashma if you didn't have that special reason, then what you go with other. Rishon, because Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos. Yasa Barishon.
So he says that if you hold like the Rosh and the Sugya Nedarim, clearly you go Batzer Rishon. And based on the Sugya Megillah, also you should go Batzer Rishon. Because the only reason you go Batzer Sheni is because of the Svar Mismach Gula Lagula, that there should be Somech Purim to Pesach. But if it not be for that Svara, then you follow the regular rules of what? Of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. What about the Rambam? Okay. Rambam's the Rambam. He says, yeah, according to Rambam and Hanami, it will work. But he's saying that first of all, the Rosh Pasuk is like Rameh, and from the Sugya Megillah is also Masra that way. So he says, V'yasav Rishon, Kol Shekenim Nifta B'Shnasa Ibur, Rishon Shiyasa La'olam B'Rishon. And certainly, if the person died in the leap year, Berishon to Yasa Lolan Berishon. Amnon Bahamodina Demnifta Bishnasa Ibu Bashani, Shiasa Lolan Bashani. But he says, but the Truma Sadeshan says that if God forbid he passes away in a leap year in the other Shani, then when it's not a leap year, obviously he does it in other. There's no. But you should do it another shayni. You should do it another shayni. In other words, if the nisa was he says this whole discussion is only talking about when a person died in a regular year, when there was only one other. So then the Truma Sadeshan says you do it another rishon. But if a person died in the leap year, so then you just keep whichever of it. If it was other rishon, you keep another rishon, another shayni, another shayni. We didn't get to the Bar Mitzvah. And then he quotes Machakaris Yaras Tshuva Mechem and Agdolim. He sees a tshuva from one of the Gedolim, Shehorakid Devarag. Kiyosi Leel, El Shashina Behem Tsas, El Kotzav Od, Raya Meacha, Shekotzav Rosham, Kol Hayom, Shem Tzani Behem, Chol Chodesh, Zeichel Tzal Shehir Behem, Rosham Shvi Ba'odar, Shemesbo Moshe Rabbeinu. Allah Shalom, Ba'odar Harisha, Mishnah Se'ibur, Kedemucha Chotzav. In other words, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit is the other Rishon. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu died in a regular Shana Pshuta. So that's his psak. The Truma Sadeshan paskins, again, from the perspective of the Gemara Nedarim, we paskin like the Rosh, like Rabbi Yehuda. And from the perspective of that, of the Sugyan Purim, so you see also it's only a Din of Purim because it's Mitzvah Gula Gula. Without that, Mikra Din, you should do other Rishon because why? Hey, Mavira La Mitzvah. Yeah.
According to this opinion,
in
the city you have a situation, let's say he says it should be with the Mitzvah. Let's say he's not going to do it. Let's say you're going to do it in our
So in other words, would the Truma Sadeshan say if you neglected another Rishon? I would think that the Truma Sadeshan would say, even though he passes, you do a yahrzeit another Rishon, but if you neglected it, you can do another shame. Because they both has a din other, but you're not mechuyev to do it twice. Right? So in Mela, so you have a choice, but which is preferable, other Rishon, because Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Yeah.
I'm
not following.
maybe you could say, give a reason for Rama or something, that, that you feel that other region is a smaller than this one. So there was no Mahavira of this one. So you should just say the reason why we're holding everything we have in the region is because we don't want to be Mahavira of this one. But if other region wasn't a smaller than this one, then you're not being
Mahavira. The assumption here is both Chadashim are really the Zman of the Mitzvah. But you're not going to Mechayiv to do the Mitzvah twice. So now, which one should you choose? They're both Roi Lekach. And it could be on a B'dyavad level, you could do it in either one. The question is, so which one is the preferred? Which one is the preferred? Yeah. Right. Hey, Yud-based college is Yud-based college. Yeah. Where? Some have done another Shani, then he says, in fact, your sites are the Shani. Because over there, in other words, even though you might be on this one, but this is the way it happened, so then you follow the. It's preferred to do other Rishon because he died in the Shalom of Truth, and this is also the other, so do another Rishon. But, if somebody died when? If you don't have a Shani, so then next year there's only one other, so he does it another. But the Yorkside is not a din in 12 months later. The Yorkside is the date of. Yeah, but that's if it's another Shani, so then is that true? The person died in other Shani, so then he died in other, and he died in that day in other, so then he has the Yorkside as an other. But you don't say that he died in other Shani, so the next year he, because that Nisan, this year we have two others, so each one has a shame other. You can't have a Yorkside in Nisan if a person died in other. But other Shani is other. Other Shani is other. We have two others, other A and other B. You don't see, Nisan is Lo Bam Cheslan. No, only in a situation where he died, where he normally says you keep a Yortzeit in other Aleph, but if the person the year he died is other Shani, so then he's going to keep the Yortzeit in other Shani because that is other too. You can't keep a Yortzeit on Nisan for someone who died in other. It's that there are two others, so then you have a choice. Which one? So you have to see which is the preferable. So normally we say the preferable is other Rishon because Ein Mavir and Alamitzis. But here we say not because why? Because since he died in other Rishon and still has a din other, so then it's preferable to keep it in other Shani because he died in other Shani. But you can't have a Nisan, yeah. Well, the Rambam Paskin like Reb Meir. Right.
So I think the Gemara and Megillah are very different. Because the Rambam
and Megillah
is the same.
Wait. Everyone agrees you read them. The Rambam also agrees. Everyone agrees you read them.
That's not my question. How do you know? Are we
thinking
about
the drama? For what?
Your
type of Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah, we didn't talk about yet. Wait. Just slow. Take a look on page 8 from the Shulchan Aruch.
Shiyovo Yom Shemes Avo Ein Ba'Adar Shamati Shahora Marie Molin Batsum B'Shteyim. So Marie Molin says both of them. Aval Nira Shiyesh Lotsum Ba'Adar Sheini. But he says no, he thinks Adar Sheini V'lo Perishon Amrina the Nadarim and other Adar in Lo Yadar Shashanam Uberes Adar Rishon in Yadar Shashanam Uberes Adar Sheini. Hachanami so we see paskins like Rav Meir, Hachanami Harachi Yada. It says Vani Rav Yelahoros Kimo Marim Marie. That's Lotsu B'Shteyim. So here we have the opinion to keep just Adar Sheini or to keep Shneim, and he says he preferred to keep Shneim. Well, of course, if you pass it like Rav Meir, you'll do it the other. But this is the first time we have this notion of keeping both. Of keeping both. The Maril on page 9. Says Yom Shemesh Ba'Odim Yisnu Sanat Vada Rishon Hasheni Al Dvar Zeh Shalu As Rabbeinu From Hasheni Ba'Ostras. So the Rabbanim in Ostras had a discussion about this Lohus Vudaitam, and they didn't have one united opinion. Yesh Ahor Barishon Yesh Bashani. The Maril says Vani Eini Chedai Lachriya El Yesh Ksas Lavi Raya Mibtiras Moshe Rabbeinu Kim Sanim Barishon Kiyosim Ayom Kosov Bahan. In other words, he says that the Bahag discusses the minhag of fasting for Zayin Adar, even though in the footnote he's not sure that if we have this or not, but it says somewhere that the minhag, like the Truma Sadeshin quote, he quotes in the footnote, that you do Adar Rishon for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he proves that Moshe Rabbeinu died not on a leap year, so because you could tell him that maybe the reason why you do Moshe Rabbeinu on the Rishon if it was a leap year and he died on the Rishon. Vod Raya, next paragraph, the Medar Malach Achaloshim Bnei Adam, Vaykinedadam, the Stama of the Rishon, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. Then he quotes the idea, the Kaim Lokavase, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gadar Rameir. So therefore we should keep it another Rishon. Because we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. In Parakamad the Megillah, it says, "Hilam Yisham Mismach Gula Lagula Shad Roshas Roshasham, Ayu Magdim Lasos Purim Barishon." Right, by right, Purim should have been Barishon, had not been for the drush of Mismach Gula. We also need a time made by Vimra Mitzvahs. So he's noted to say Adar Rishon. Then in the last line, Sefer Hasidim has something along what Kalev was saying, but it's a little difficult. That one somebody died, Meisaviv Adar Rishon, Shana Buberes, with Machmir, Bashana Pshuta, Loma Tadish Gam Bishvat. But that's already not quoted La Halacha. So, Bekitzer, Rabbosai, the Beis Yosef in 11 quotes the various opinions. First, because of the Chuvah's Marivayel, Shabbat Yom Shabbat Ovo Eim the other Shamati Shora Marie Molin Batsum Shteyim. Right, Marie Molin says to fast both days. I will never shake Batsum the other Sheni to Loberishon. But Pashtus is that you should fast on the Sheni, no Barishan, if you hold like Reb Meir. And that's what he quotes here. He quotes that Mari Vial that we saw. So just quoting it. So in Shulchan Aruch on page 12, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, or the Sheni. Shiri Yom Shemesh Avivimu, but other Vashonim Uberes Yisane, but other Sheni. Mechaber passes or the Sheni. Says Rambam, Hagav Yesh Omim Yisane Barishon. Rambam says you should Yisane Barishon. That's the Mario. And the Shuma Sadeshin, Losha Mace Bashanas Ibur Ba Adashani, unless the person died in Bashanas Ibur Ba Adashani, Taz Nogim Lusanas Bashani. Pain a minute Lusanas Barishan. But the minute is Lusanas Barishan, Umir Yesh Machmir and Lusanas Vishnaim. So, Machaber clearly only quotes the opinion of Adashani. Because he was paskening like the Rambam, that Stam Adar is like Reb Meir. The Ramah says no, paskening like the Rosh. Or even if we don't paskening like the Rosh, but you see from the Sugya Megillah, that Adar Rishon would have been this man had it not been the fact that this special Xeris are caused by Purim. Now, Rabosai, we have two major poskim. So the pashas in the Mechaber is to keep Adar Sheni, and the pashas in the Ramah is Adar Rishon. If you want to be Machmir, you can keep both. But the Al Pidin, according to the Ramah, you only have to keep Adar Rishon for a Yortzah. According to the Mechaber, you keep Adar Sheni. If you want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir. But the Iker Adin is Adar Rishon, like the Truma Sadeshin said. So there are two gedolei achronim that say that meikir adin you have to keep both, and those are the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Both the Magen Avraham and the Gra of the opinion you have to keep both. So what's the raya? So the Magen Avraham quotes two Gemaras in Tainus to defend his opinion. Look on page 14, the Chesam and Aleph in Tainus. Okay, so this is the middle of a whole sugya, and it's talking about the Megillus Tainus. Megillus Tainus was a book. It's still available. It's a pamphlet. Now they printed hardcover. They have a scholarly edition of the Megillus Tainus. So if you want to get the scholarly edition, you can get it to you for your birthday. So Megillah's Kindness is a day, is a list of holidays that they used to observe in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It's called Megillah's Kindness because these are the days that you're not allowed to fast. In other words, there used to be like a certain family would donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, so they made it a holiday. So another king, a miracle happened to the Beis HaMikdash, they made it a holiday. So they had a lot of holidays. So after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, all the Megillah holidays and Megillah's Kindness no longer are observed, except for Hanukkah and Purim. Those the only two that are left. Everything else, because all those holidays were Beis HaMikdash related holidays. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there was no, So they discussed various holidays. There was a special holiday on the 28th of Adar. That was the Jews were saved for something, so they made it a holiday. And the halacha is that the holidays of Megillah's Kindness, not only you're not allowed to fast on that day, you're not allowed to fast the day before or the day after. So the Gemara says here that the Chodesh Me'uber, they would keep that there was a special holiday in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Chiddush is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he can't fast, plus the day before and the day after. Right? But the Gemara says, hey, but there was anyway a holiday on the 28th. So you're not going to be able to fast on the 29th. How's the holiday on the 28th? So what do you have to say? You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the 29th of Adar, and it's the day before Aleph Nisan, but you can't fast on that anyway because it's what? The day after the 28th holiday. So you know what? So what's the Chiddush to tell me that you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the verse says the Chiddush is B'shnas Ibur. Because when the Shana Adar Bet, so then what? So then there's going to be 30 days of Adar. So the holiday on the 28th, the day after is going to be the 29th. So then the 30th, really, you should be able to fast. It's just since it's the day before the holiday on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then you don't fast on the. In other words, that's the Chiddush of that there's a holiday on the 1st of Nisan, the Aser, the day before and the day after. The day before and the day after is going to be Aser anyway, the day before, else the day after the 28th. So Chiddush is, no. On a Chodesh, and the Shana Muberes, it's going to. There's going to be 30 days, so 28th is going to be, it's not going to be the day, the 29th is not going to be the day before Rosh Chodesh, right? Because it's 30 days. So what do you see from here? You see from here that the holiday of the Megillah's Kindness was for sure celebrated on Adar Sheni. Right? Because who said that holiday of the 28th existed? I think the post-war celebrated it in
Gulam Gula. So some of they celebrated on the first month, and on the second month. And that's what I want to know, what the finish of the second month, and the second month, is not going to be no gay after the 30th, but it's only after the 29th. We see that that these holidays were on the chain. Now, why were they on the chain? There's nothing to do with Purim, these holidays. Right? We see the famous, the verse says that those holidays were even kosher equal. So, was it only other shading? There's no svara that it should be only other shading. Right? Because the whole svara, only other shading, is only before. So, if it's an other shading, that means the chara means it's also other shading, not only other rishon. Because the chara for sure should be other rishon. Ain't not here on mitzvahs, for sure it should be other rishon. The chara shares, it was also other shading. So you see from here that all the holidays that were the Gilas kindness to our other Rishon and another chain. Except for the special thing that the Moshana and Shabbat, we do what we do what we do. So we have to go to our class. So you see from here, says the Moshana wrong, that the holidays of the Gilas kindness were twice. So if that be the case, so that means that really, major and everything should be twice. Why? Because each other is other. Normally, it takes 12 years to get from one other to the other. Right? Here we get a bonus. The month repeats. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from this Gemara, that they kept the holidays of the Megillah's kindness on two others. They kept it twice. Yeah. So one second. And take a look on page 15, your test on the base. So the Gemara says that we know the first mission of Megillah, that Megillah's nikkreis v'yadalef v'yadbeis v'yadgimel v'yadalef v'yadzvav. So the Gemara says that even though you read the Megillah on y'adalef y'adbeis y'adgimel, but still these days are mutter behesped of the times. Right? So you're allowed to fast. Just because you read the Megillah on y'adalef, it's only done in Mikra Megillah, but it's not Purim, so you can fast on Yud-Alef. So the Gemara says, but how could you do that? Isn't Yud... what about Yom Trainus? Yom Trainus. Rashi, Trainus, B'somach Mefarsha B'chadesa, Shechal Yos... Yudal ba'achas v'shabes kvar makdim yom haknisa. Tav yudal mashmi nadavgam shehu yom shelatnei treinus shari behestved uvetainus. The treinus was on your base. Yom treinus was Yom Trainus to El Bnei Abesa of Kakarle Betray, sir. Yom Trainus. So what do you mean if you read it on the 12th or the 11th, you could fast? But it wasn't it Yom Trainus one of those days? So Yom Trainus is also, right? And it's also the day before and the day after. So what do you mean to tell me that you can read, you're allowed to have Hesped and Tainus in those days, and you read in your Dalet Yud Beis and Gimel, but anyway, Yom Trainus comes out in the middle of those days, which was one of the holidays. So you see from here that Yom Trainus was also kept in the second order, because obviously your Alfi and Beis and Gimel Yadal is in the second order, because that's when the Kriyas Megillah was done. So you see that Yom Trainus was kept in that day, and that's what the Gemara is saying. What do you mean you're allowed to fast in those days because it's just Megillah day? But anyway, you're allowed to fast in those days because it's Yom Trainus, and Yom Trainus comes in the middle of the day, and it comes in the day before the day after. So don't you see?
So it's not the Saber Yoni. Yom Trainers happened to come, you know, happened on the second day, and then the Saber Yom Trainers happened in other. Right, and there was the 28th holiday on Yutessa of an Olive also happened after another shame. No, some stop that all these things happened in a week and after another shame. Some of them happened in another regular thing. The Kiddush is that you keep these holidays, definitely you keep these holidays on other training. But once you say you keep it on other shame, it's not to stop there. You see, Purim is the only smart to say it's only other shame. Right?
Because this is a little cooler, it says the whole Shana Shana, so you have to do it when you normally do one time.
And but what are you telling me that you keep the holidays of Megillas Kindness on what? On the Shani. So then what?
So it means you have to also keep it on the Risha.
To say other shaming alone makes no sense, only the Megillah makes sense. So what do you prove to me that you keep these holidays and other shaming, that means that you kept it in other Risha also? And it says you also keep it in other shaming. So you weren't telling me that you kept these holidays and other shaming. So there's another problem. So you try, you see from here that you keep the holidays. All these holidays of Megillah's kindness were kept in other Rishon and other Sheni. So who on the New York side has kept other Rishon and other Sheni? Let's see now the Magen Avraham side. Take a look on page 13. 3rd line from the top on page 13. We near a lahavi raya. I'm reading b'tainis nabiut ches. I'm an aleph mechodesh meubar peyush rashi dashana buberes. Mashman lehedya. He says b'feirish. The knowing ba'adar sheni. Right? That's the Gemara, the first Gemara we saw, by Chodesh Meubar, that holiday on the 28th is Noeg and Adar Sheni. Yom Amin Hasam Amad Beis Yom Treinis, Yom Nipnor, Kulam Noeg and Adar Sheni. Yom Tev Hachal Apar Midi Mipur Mayin Sham, Yom Kein Gam Shem Shemit Ba'ovi, Yesh Lin Hog B'Sheni. Shem Tadesh Mevi Raylin Hog B'Rishan, Mid Amin Aparakam Adem Megillah, Da. Shuv is Mariel, Dach Arayazu.
He says, but since it's a minhag, so if you started off only doing one, it's okay. So because of I died to have kabbalah, I'm a mishan nader l'sanot. But if your mamish took a neder, or if you were just doing it as a minhag, you never took a beferish neder. So then just continue. So it's only a minhag, so you can follow what your minhag was. But if you took a beferish neder l'sanot, yom shemesh barabo, etc., start l'sanot v'shneim. Because then it's not just a minig, it's a din neder. So then each other has a din other. Each other has a din other. And then your mamish mechuyim to be nisan and b'shneim. And the Vilna Gaon says the same thing. The Vilna Gaon shita as well, a second, is that you keep both your sets. 1 second. Thank you. So he writes here, what did the Gemara say in Megillah? The Gemara says in Megillah that the difference between Tana Kama and Shlomo Gamliel is Seder Parshas. Right, when you keep Seder Parshas to Rishon or B'Sheni. Aval Bashar, we see the arrow here on the left on page 12, Mode for Tana Kama Shlomo Mitzvahs and Nogos B'Sheni, Nogos B'Rishon.
Now, the Sefer Yetzirah Megillah explains what the Gemara means to say. Chol mitzvos are nogos b'rishon, nogos b'sheni. So we interpret it means that anything you can do on sheni, you can do b'rishon, one or the other. The Gemara learns no. Chol mitzvos nogos b'rishon, nogos b'sheni means that you do it both. This is not the pasuk shah in the Gemara. The girl are called mitzvahs and nogos b'rishon, nogos b'sheni, except for Mikra Megillah, that's only nogos b'sheni. But any other, because that's a special din. But the Gemara has all that lashon. So as the girl learns pshat in the Gemara from Hanakama, she called mitzvahs and nogos b'sheni, nogos b'rishon, chutz Mikra Megillah, and Rav Shimon Gomer says, Chutzmi Mikra Megillah means that any mitzvahs and nogos b'sheni are also nogos b'rishon, except for Mikra Megillah, because that's a special Xeris HaKosos. So the Gemara says, just based on the Gemara, even without those riots from the Megillah's Tainus, you keep both. So, B'chitzer, Rabotai, if somebody comes with a Shaila, so, Mikra, it depends. If a person who's coming to Shul anyway, you know, so what's the big deal? Say Kaddish both days. But if it's a person who's not, so, the Ashkenazi person, you tell him just that he just has to come to Shul on Odirishan. And say Kaddish on Odirishan. Like the Truma Sedeshan, like the Minig of the Ramah. But if he's a person who's coming anyway, he's a person who's, you know, can do it, so then why not do it in both? I mean, because you have the Mogen Avraham and the Grah, they both say that what? That there's a key to do it in both, because both of them are called other. Yeah.
Question for
time was on time sister.
Right. And I think it was 3 years ago, so I think that was a leap year.
That was a leap year.
So I don't have a problem. But
right.
Let's say it wasn't a leap year.
So then, so Mikra, then you just say other Rishon. If you want, you can say other Sheni also.
Okay.
But so if you only can say one of them, pick the other Rishon.
So Tanis itself doesn't.
Right, nothing to do with the Tanis. It's interesting, there's an interesting Yerushalmi, just a point of information. Page 16. Of a vow of a shame of laser. Called Shana Vishana. Take a look at page 17. The Pasuk says, what does it say? Kodesh Avishonim Kodesh Nisan. Right? 12th month, which is Chodesh Adar. So says the Yerushalmi of Avraham Shemuel, the whole Shana Mishana Hiki Shana Shehu Muberes of Shana Sheinu Muberes. Now Shana Sheinu Muberes are the Shana of Nisan, and Shana Sheinu Muberes are the Shana of Nisan. I'm Rav Kelbo, because they listen to Kulu Kulu. From Levi, the Shem Rav Kama, Bachanina, also Shana Haitsa Muberes. That the year of Purim was a Shana Muberes. My timer, because it says Miyom Liyom, Umichodesh Lachodesh Neimasar, Uchodesh Adar. So what does that mean? It means that, let's see the Mepharshim here. Uchodesh Yidbei, Shebchol Shana, who Uchodesh Adar Lamali. But once you say it's the 12 months, why do you have to say it's Chodesh Adar? Isn't that extra? El Hachi Kamal, Chodesh Yud Beis Shebechol Shana V'Shana, Aval Ata Hu Chodesh Yud Gimel. This is Chol, it means it like this. It happened in 13 months, which is normally Chodesh Shnei Masar. Shana v'shana. That's the. It's normally Chodesh Shnei Masar, but this is Chodesh Adar, which is normally Chodesh Shnei Masar. Yeah. Oh. Now the Ramah. Did I forget to put it in the packet? The Ramah writes in Siman Nun Hey. I don't know if I might have forgotten to put it in the packet. That a bar mitzvah is Adar Sheni. Even though the Ramah was the one who said by your side, we can did it's Adar. Are the Rishon, but Bar Mitzvahs are the Sheni. So he, so the, you'll look it up in Siman Nun Hey, you'll find it. And the Magen Avraham, look before page 18 in Os Beis, before I put the arrow. I put the arrow by Os Gimel. Look at Os Beis. The Magen Avraham says, Tafilu Mishim Nola Bishnasa Ibra Ba'adar Aleph. Even if your birthday was Adar Aleph, this is Rabbi Berger had this child, for he was born in Adar Aleph. So the Magen Avraham says, if your bar mitzvah is Shnas Ibur, even if your birthday was Adar Aleph, your bar mitzvah is Adar Beis. In us, a bar mitzvah rakba Adar Beis. The local Al-Chalavush. Lavush says that normally bar mitzvah is Adar Beis, but if the year you were born was Adar Aleph, then you keep Adar Aleph. And the Ramah Paskin's other base. It's just the Magen Avraham writes with Feirish that that's even if you were born in the year that it was other Aleph, Bar Mitzvah is still other base. But it's the same Ramah who says, Meikar Adin by your side, it's other Aleph. So he explains here in the bottom paragraph, Vir Chitas Ramah by Magen Avraham Nira. The shiny bar mitzvah, the tali begadlus, mishardim shechiva novem yom haba'ora. In other words, a yortzeit is about a particular event that happened on that particular day. So then, you have to koveya which day it is, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So we say that Adar Rishon is also Adar, so you can keep it on Adar Rishon. Right? But, and then there's a machlokas, you know, which day you should keep. But here it's a question of the finishing 13 years. Right? So the year is not finished. Right? In other words, the year is not finished until until other days. So your 13th year, you were born on Adar, so every Adar comes, you finish up another year. But since this year the two Adars, that means that the year didn't conclude until Adar base. So therefore, Einon Aser Bar Mitzvah until other days, and according to the Magen Avraham, even if you were born on another Aleph year. The Lubavitch disagrees. The Lubavitch says no, that if you were born in a Shana Muberes and another Aleph, the Bar Mitzvah will be another Aleph. And that's what Rabbi Berger did. But the Magen Avraham says no, it's always other days. Ramos is other days, but that's what Rabbi Berger points out. Ramos doesn't say Dafka even in the year that it was other Aleph that you were born in. But Magen Avraham says, even if you were born in Adar Aleph, because the din is you have to finish off the year. Okay, so let's just review. We had a discussion, what is the Iker Adar? Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? So by Purim, we know we had three-way machlokas in the Gemara. One opinion says you keep Purim. On this, Tanakhama says Purim is Kriz Megillah is Adar Sheni. And say the Parshias, you can do either one. Second opinion says that the Mikra Megillah is Adar Rishon. And the third opinion says that everything is Adar Sheni. And we passed it like the third opinion, everything is Adar Sheni. And the Gemara says, because of the pasuk of Hashenis and Mishmachula Lagula. Then we had a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Gemara in Mishneh Dvarim, Stam Adar. Rav Yehuda says Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, Rav Meir says Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. You take a neder, you're not going to drink wine until Adar. Which Adar do you mean? The Rambam paskins like Rav Meir that it's Adar Sheni. The Rosh paskins like Rav Yehuda that it's Adar Rishon. And so the Truma Sedeshah says, by a Yortzeit you should keep Adar Rishon. Because that's the first of all, the Rosh Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda, and second of all, the only svara to keep Adar Sheni is only din by Purim, it's Mismach Gula Lagula, but otherwise we should follow the svara of Avimaviran al Mitzvos. The Marivayo quotes the opinion to keep two others. Maybe only on the Sheni, maybe two others. Mari Mulin, and the Mechaber Paskins on the Sheni. The Ramos quotes all the different opinions. Both, one, and the Ramos says the Minig is on the Rishon. The Magen Avraham and the Gra both say on the Sheni. The Magen Avraham proves it from the, that you see from the Gemara in Tainis that they used to keep the Megillah's Tainus holidays in other Sheni, so some of them they kept it in other Rishon also. So then, who are Dinami, the York side, should be also in both. The Vilna Gaon understands Pshat and Tana Kamla that called Mitzvahs and Nogos B'Sheni, Nogos B'Rishon, it means that you do it twice, except for Mikra Megillah. So that's the Gaon's opinion. So again, for Meger Din, for Ashkenaz, it's other Rishon. But if a person can do both, and he's somebody who's going to come to shul anyway, then you can tell him he can do other, you know, do both. And the stomach, as the post can point out, he doesn't get the status of a chiyuv, you know, twice, to bump off other people for the umbud or something like that. You know, otherwise, the stomach, that privilege, he only gets other rishon. Or maybe he could pick which one he wants that privilege for. But to say that he gets kedima to other people for the davening for the omelet for twice, that stuff we won't give him. Even though according to the Gra and the Magen Avraham, at least especially according to the Gra, maybe he is considered a chiyuv meikar and din in both days, and he would bump off the other people. And then we saw the
The Yerushalmi says that the day of the year of Purim was Hashanah Mubaras. And then we saw that we didn't see it inside, but I want you to look inside. In Siman Nun Hey, the Ramah says that the bar mitzvahs are the sheni. And then here the machlokas, whether that means only if you were born in the Shana Pshuta, but if you were born in the Shana Mubaris. So then the Lagush says, depends which month in the Shana Mubaris you were born in. And the Magen Avraham says, no. The Magen Avraham says that even if you were born in the Shana Mubaris in other Rishon, you still bar mitzvahs on other Sheni, and the Torah Megillah explains because you have to finish off the year. You need 13 years, and the year is not finished until the other Sheni. But some of you can argue with that, because what do you mean the year? The calendaric year is not finished, but the year of your personal count, Lachar, is finished. 12 months. So Lachar, the Magen Avraham is shtickle shver. Right, the Magen Avraham stuff is a shtickle shver, that if you were born in other Rishon, the Mustami had enough cycles of 12 months by other Rishon. So the Pashtus Lachar should be not like the Magen Avraham. This idea to finish off the year. See, if you're saying that, yeah, the calendaric year is by other base, but your personal count is how you count. So what is it on the Sheni there? But you're 12. You have every year. You have a 12-month interval. You become 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, etc. So. So I think most folks can say that other Sheni is only. But then the question is, what about? So the question is then, if that's true, so how come if a person is born another Neshana Pshuta, so then the Ramah says that the Bar Mitzvah is another Sheni? Because there you can also have a Svar, which should be other Risha, because you finished your 12 months. So once you already say that over there you have to keep it on the Sheni, so then maybe you have to keep it on the Sheni in all cases. So maybe the Magen Avraham is not so but why should it be other Sheni? It should be other Rishon. You already finished your 12, you're born in a Shana Pshuta. So why are we saying? So Magen Avraham says, you see from here that it's a didn't finish in the year. So therefore, even if you're born in another Rishon, you still have to wait till other Sheni, so then finishing off the year. Okay, everybody, this is an interesting topic. And Rez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We're going to start for Zaratu. I'll let you know about all the coming attractions.